T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's get to what we do every Friday at this time, our picks, in this case, week 7 of the National Football League. Now, first, we'll tell you where we are from a standing standpoint. Of course, Richie not here today, but where we are from a standing standpoint. Richie continuing to lag. Now, he did do better than me last week in that his, once you throw the tiebreaker in, the extra question, whatever the thing is, the extra bonus question I'm trying to say. John last week was 2-1-1.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
But by the way, is this a non-sanctioned picks because he's not here for you? Or have we not determined that yet?
Well, we'll get his picks. I mean, we'll probably put him up on Twitter before the games happen
on
Sunday.
Good.
Yeah, we don't
all
have his picks yet. Anyway, for the whole season, I'm 13-11 overall, and John Ritchie is 8-13-3. That's not too good. John still, through 6 weeks, only has 4 wins in his NFL selections out of now 18 picks.
Not great.
4 wins in the NFL, 18 picks. He's getting lucky on the bonus question with 4 of them right. Let's get to week 7, and I turn to my co-host today, John Barchard. These are not Richie's picks.
No,
these are Barchard's picks.
We are heading to London, ladies and gentlemen, because I love 9:30 in the morning football. I think it should be a staple in the NFL. It's a wonderful way to start your Sunday. I believe that Tennessee and the Chargers have never been to London. Therefore, I'm expecting sloppiness. The 6.5 points, way too high for the Chargers. Have they been getting all the hype of, they could win the AFC West. They could be a dark horse potential Super Bowl champion. I'm going against the grain. I know that Tennessee and that awful AFC South is not looking good. The point differential is in the negatives all over the place. Give me Tennessee and the points in a sloppy game in London.
All right, my first selection, and I utilize this team quite a bit because they win quite a bit, sad to say. Seltzer knows how I am. Better team, better quarterback, usually.
Very simple.
I mean, how is New England? I know they're on the road, but how are they only a 3-point favorite facing the Chicago Bears? Like, I just...
Matt Nagy, baby, that's why.
I don't understand that. Like, I'm not the smartest, guy in the world, but I look at New England, and they're New England and the Bears are the Bears, 3-point spread. New England minus the 3 on the road.
Now, if this was Go Birds Radio, I'd be screaming at James to say ring the bell because I actually like Chicago this week. But instead, I'm going to roll down and say hello to our friends in Washington who have a weird line at 1.5 taking on the Dallas Cowboys. I think this should be an easy -3 at home. There's a trend, Joe. The Cowboys are bad on the road, and so is their offense. This is my lock of the week. Take Washington, take the points. Easiest money you'll make this weekend.
All right, I also have that game, and I have it the exact same way. I just feel it's a small line for a team that's got a slightly better record than the other squad and has the home field to this. Now, of course, Dallas always travels, meaning their fans travel. So you're gonna get your annoying Cowboys fans down there. And it's a classic rivalry, as we talk about showdowns and rivalries today. But I, too, will go with the Washington Redskins at home minus the 1.5 against the Dallas Cowboys.
Are you up next or is it me?
Well, I just gave my second selection. So that means, if you're following... Let me ask you a question.
I just want to make sure. I didn't know if you wanted to...
When two people play tennis, does the same person hit the ball twice in a row?
If there's an ace, maybe. No, I don't know.
No, if it's an ace, it's only once in a row.
Right, that's true.
Yeah. Well, ace, no, then you would serve again. So technically, yes. But your point is right. John should have known better.
I didn't appreciate that clarification, Seltzer, because you were in fact. John Barcher, your third selection.
Let us travel down to where the barbecue smells delicious. We're going to Kansas City. And, the Kansas City Chiefs are 6-0 against the spread. I'm going to ride that trend because it's going to be a fun 58 over and under type of football game. I like Andy Reid. I love Patrick Mahomes against Andy Dalton and his red rocket hair, even though Tyler Boyd and A.J. Green have been playing phenomenally. I'm taking Kansas City in a big shootout on Sunday.
All right, my third selection. Admittedly, I don't love any of the remaining games. I want to be very clear about that. But I got to choose one.
And you don't love any of them.
I don't love any of the remaining games. But I'm going to go, and I'm certainly rooting against this from happening because it's an NFC team that Eagles could use some help losing. But I'm going to go with the Minnesota Vikings on the road. They're playing the Jets. Mm-hmm. The Vikings, you know, maybe have gotten their act together. They've won a couple times here lately. Looks like they've turned the corner. They're only a 3.5-point favorite on the road versus, you know, the Jets team that's won more games this year than expected. But, you know, how good probably are the Jets? Probably not that good. Minnesota on the road up there in northern New Jersey to defeat the New York Jets and cover a 3.5-point point
spread. Yeah, I like that.
Vikings minus a 3.5.
I would have actually probably been comfortable taking the Rams. That was the other one I was thinking about, a 10.5, even though it's a pretty big line.
James Seltzer, you typically have a bonus question. Frequently it annoys me, especially when I lose like I did last week. What is the bonus question?
Well, this week you get out of it. No Richie here. No bonus question.
No bonus question. Oh, okay, because no John.
No John. So I think that's fair. We'll give everyone a week off.
All right, no bonus question, which will help me, because that's where John...
John's been doing much better on the bonus question. He can't give me crap for the bonus question.
He's 4-2 this year on the bonus question. I'm 3-3. And they are our picks for week number 7 of the National Football League. Again, we intend to get John's selection prior to kickoff on Sunday. And you know, James, you know, probably be able to put that up on Twitter to verify it, as they say.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.